Hu Haim, what do you do with the word Haim? Like he says, Shinu doesn't help. So what's the word Haim for? Haim, for life all the same, it just means to say the Vlad. If you give an Esna and a Behema, and it becomes pregnant and has a kid, the kid is not also. That's Mutter. That's what the Haim, V'loi, the same. But Gam is the Rabbi says a Shinui. Even though it made a Shinui, still it's also because Shinui is not Koina. Even though she makes it over the wheat into flour, still you can't use it for Mincha. Ube Filu, Tati Shamak Mino, we hear two things. Haim V'loi Shiniyahim. The Torah says only you can't use the actual the pay for a korban, but a shinuch was changed over to something else, you could use it. And also, hey, b'loi b'loi d'sayim, if the behemoth gives birth to a kid, the kid is mutter for korban. Now, Beisil holds, for tomorrow, Ksiv Gam, I says the word Gam also. The Kur Beisil only uses the word Haim. What does Beisil do with the word Gam? So, Mara says, Gam le Beisil kasha, rechnam es lulu b'kasha. What does it do with the word Gam according to Beisil? But I call upon him, Ad kan loy pligi yela de masover shinu koina, o masover ain't shinu koina. The machoik to say, Beisham and Beisil is only, or else Rashi says, no, Ad kan the pligi means Rabbi Loi Rabbi Chanina. It's only a machoik to say, Rabbi Loi Rabbi Chanina, if shinu was koina or not. It means again, where you stole the aisle. You stole the tler, the young one, and it became an aisle. Or else you stole an eagle, and it became a shore. So it's a machoikas, Rabbi Loi says it's called a shinui. Since the body changed, it became bigger. Therefore, it's not kein shegozal, so you corner it, it's yours. And therefore, there's no chiyuv dal vehei. And Rabbi Chanin says, no, there's no king in Shinu here. Therefore, still the owner is chiyuv dal vehei. I will in yin shalumi, but according to payback, the kefil is kuli yamak to the mikor mishal. Everybody agrees you pay back how much was worth at the beginning. Tiktonik, because it says, mishalm tashlumi kefil, tashlumi avol the chamisha, kein shegonach. It says you have to pay a change you got of how much it was worth when you stole it. So again, you stole the Taleh, and later became an ayil. So they both agree you only have to pay back the Keren, or that you have to pay back the Tefal, how much it was worth b'shach you stole it. The question is why? Is the Chura Lema Tiyavet Yufta the Rav? Let's say they both argue on Rav. The Yomar Rav, because Rav said before, Keren Kein Shagonav Mishalim. True. When you pay back for the Keren, you pay back how much it was worth b'shas k'neva. As much as you stole, that's how much you have to pay back. But tashlume kefil v'tashlume dal v'hei k'shas ha'modi b'din. You see the opposite. That kefil, you go boser ha'modi b'din. So what's the steward to Rav? Here, Rabbi Lord Chalina both agree that the kefil, you pay back how much it was worth b'shas k'neva. And here, Rav says just the opposite. That kefil, you pay how much it's worth b'shas ha'modi b'din. Not how much it's worth, Bishas the Geneva. So what's the stira? Yeah. So where it says, no, I'll tell you like this. Amar Rava, Rava says, Tuloyim Kedimi Kara. When you steal a Tler, everybody agrees you have to pay how much it was worth from before. So Rashi says, Tuloyim Kedimi Kara Kalema. Bol Ishalim Tuloyim, if you come in to pay back a Tler. You stole the young rim. You stole the tler. Even though you had it for a few years and it came into an aisle, but later, if you want to pay back a tler, the way it's the mikara sagi, it's enough to pay back the way you stole it. The tler gone up, well, tler mishalim, that's okay. And everybody agrees. If you want to pay back the tler, the same thing that you stole, that's okay. The domim, but if you want to pay back the value of it, the money, not the actual tler, but you want to pay back domim, they are ten or tell you kishal akshav. Then you pay how much it's worth right now. That everybody agrees to. So that's both Rabbi Eloi's Svara, and that's both even according to Rav also, that could be the Svara. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says like this, Yishino, Shinu is Koina, not that there's a pasht of Shinu by Geneva. If you steal something, and you make a Shinu, it's different than the way it was before. Sivu Tanina, there's a Tosik to say that you corner it, and also there's a Mishnah, we learned like it also. Siva, where's the pasuk? How do we know that there's a kinyan of shinui? Because the pasuk says the heishe v'esag zela asher gozal. So you're supposed to return the gzela asher gozal that you stole. The Gemara says matam loyma asher gozal. Why does it have to say the extra words asher gozal? It should just say the heishe v'esag zela. If you stole something, there's a mitzvah now to give it back. The heishe v'esag zela. Why does the pasuk have to say asher gozal? So the extra words, Asher Gozal, come to teach us, In change she gozal yachzer. If it's the same way you stole it, then you have to return it. But for Yimlav, if there was a shinui, if something different happened to it, then we say domin biyama boy shlume. Then you don't have the mitzvahs of a heshiv to return the gzeil itself, but rather only the domin, only how much was worth b'shas gzeila. Yeah. So Rashi learns like this: the shinu we're talking about over here is shinu kaina heicha dishonale biyodayim. If you did a ma'isa to make a difference in it, shitale dim di raisa vadi kaina. For sure you kaina it. Let's say you stole wool. The yosa begodim, and out of this wool, you made clothing out of it. The pasuk says clearly, and who adin, we learned about it. So when you make a real shinui, now we're saying that's midiraisa, and this is not like Rabbi Loi before. Rabbi Loi before was saying a shinui, what happens by itself. If you steal a young tler, and by itself it grows up to become into an ayol, that was his chiddush, that's called a shinui. That could be with a whole light. But I call upon him here, in this case, shinu is kind of where you make a shinu maisa, where you take the wool that you stole, and you made it into a clothing. So now that it's in the beged is called a shinu maisa, the beged belongs to you, and you only have to pay back the value of the tzemer that you stole. Tanina, when we learned this in the Mishnah, Tanina, we learned later, if somebody steals wood, and you take the wood and you make it into a chair now, you make a clay out of it, or else tzemer, you steal wool, and you make clothing out of it, you ask the chivis to pay back money. How much money? How much it was worth for shasak zela? So, why not the chifetz? Because it's a shinui. Since you did something new to it, there's a kinyan shinui. That's the posik. Beishavas akzela asher gozal. So it's not exactly terrors how you learn here. Some learn the pshat is that really every ganef, when he steals it, he makes a kinyan, it becomes his. Just as a postik asher heshiv as a gzela, you have to return it. So the mitzvah esrei of heshiv as a gzela stops your kinyan, it's not really yours. But once you make a shinu in the chayfetz is not called kain shegozel anymore, so then the mitzvah of the heshiv as a gzela goes off it. So once the mitzvah goes off it, lemaisa becomes yours because of the first kinyan you made. When you steal something, every genev is really a maisa kinyan. How do you steal something? You have to make a kinyan, bring it into your rishus. The yoda, gaga, chatzera, you make kinyonim. So that kinyan really has the power to make it yours. Just the mitzvah sesa, the heshiv, stops your kinyan. But when you make a shinu that the heshiv goes off, then the kinyan is chal like from before. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is know that since when you stole it, it still belonged to the owner, you had to return it, that kinyan is bottle, that kinyan is nothing. Just as a new kinyan of gzeila, of shinui. When you make the shinui in the chayfetz, that goof is a kinyan. If you make a shinui in the object, that makes it yours from now. In Amid the Gemara says, loy hispik litnaloy ad shet sovui is potter. Here Rashi is talking about means the ratio sagay is the coin. When you shared off the ratio sagay, the beginning of your wool, off the animals, and you mitzvah to give it to a coin. So if you didn't give it to the coin, not shitzov, until first you dyed it. The locher is taught them ratio sagay. Rashi says, the kniya bishinui. And there, the afilu domin le mishalim. The ain coin yachol yasmin abedin. The yachol loima liacher et nano. That you always have a right to sell. I would have given it to a different coin. But before you died it, any kind that comes and grabs it has a right to grab it. So I call upon him there also, but Rashi says, there if you make a shinui, you're potter from giving it to a kain. Alma, what do we see from these Mishnahs here? That shinu kaina, you should know if you steal something and you make a shinui, there's a kinyan shinui. That's pshita. Now, yiyush, what's the loch if the bailam is miyayish? Rashi says, shenish yayishu ha-bailam. Omer Rabban the Nikni. True, there's a locha that Yish helps. And therefore, Vidayu and Mishalim Dam, all you have to pay is just the money. Like if you stole something and the owner was Miyayish, or else, yeah? So then you only have to pay the money. So that's called the Kinyan of Yish. That Yish, Amri Rabban the Nikni. Niyo, but, Lo Yadina, I do not know, Idi Arais, Idi Rabbanan. What type of a Kinyan is Yish by Gezel? If the Ganef steals something, and then later on the Bailam is Miyayish. So there also, you don't have to return the guf of the chayfetz, you only have to return the money. Is that midiraisa, or that's only midirabonin? That was the suffix. So this is what Rabbi is saying. So Rabbi has a suffix. That there's a parsha of Yish by Gezel, is it midiraisa midirabonim? He once more is like this. E diaraisa, you know why it should be midiraisa? Midi biheveya moitzi aveda. Should be the same thing by a moitzi if you find an aveda. There was for sure diaraisa. Moitzi aveda, if you find an aveda, somebody lost something, lost object, and you found it. There the lacher is love. Kiva de miyayish morimino. Once the owner is miyayish, gives up hope, he says, oy vey. He doesn't play. He doesn't plan to get it back anymore. So there we say, what? You can keep it. Mark meditatively yodei before you pick it up. If the owner is miyayish before you pick it up, konilei. Then for sure, when you pick it up, you have a right to keep it. That's the klal of maitzi avera, maitzi aveda. So Rashi says, mekametatively yodei konilei. In this yayish shabaylam kaidim shematzuzer kona. If you pick it up after the owner was already miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. That's the Gemara in Matzias, that minayin li aveda shot for nor. How do we know an aveda that the river threw away? Hayav this Yashua Bailev Shimateris, that since the nor took it away, the owner was miyayish already. And now when you find it, how do I know you can keep it? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Asher tovad mimenu, which means shavudi mimenu mitzui l'shav v'neyadim. Only something that's lost from the owner, but other people it's mitzui, you find it. Yotzu, those that are over here, that's not mitzui. Alma koni, therefore you kona. By aveda, for sure you kona. Now, v'hocha, the gzeil is different. The yosel yodei mekana yish. Here, for sure, when you stole it, the owner wasn't miyayish yet. Like, you took it first. And then later, the bailam was miyayish. So that's the question, is it enough to pay back money, or no, maybe it's not to pay back the chayfetz. That's what Gemara is saying. V'hoi aveda, kivun de miyayish morim, v'nei makvun, ez yodei koni lei. So Hainami here also maybe by Gezel. Kivun the Miyayish Mara Konilo. Since the owner was Miyayish, you can keep it. Alma Kon, that should be a Svar, yes. That by Gzela Yish helps. That now you do not have to return the Chepitz anymore, but only the money. Oidilma maybe no. Oidilma Laidam Yili Aveda. I cannot learn out the Parsha of Gezel by Yish from the Parsha of Aveda. Why? Aveda hu dhi yosli yodei, vehate rosli yodei. An Aveda, when you pick up the Aveda first, you have a right to pick it up. You're not doing a Nisa. You're picking it up a Heta. You're supposed to, it's a mitzvah. You're supposed to pick up an Aveda, lost object. So there's Aloka. If the owner was Miyayish first, you have a right to keep it. Avalhai, but over here by Gezel, Kivon to be Yisur Rosli Yodei, since when you first stole it, you did a Nisa. You took away somebody else's Chayfetz. So therefore, Avada, when you stole it, there's Chala Mitzvah upon you right now, Veshiv as a Gzela. You have to return it. So even though later the Bailam is Miyayish, so what? Once the Chi of Eishav of Zela was Chal, maybe it never goes off. Old Midiraisa. Midiraisa shows you have to return the Chepetz. But I tell you, it's only a Svar Midirabonon, that Midirabonon, who the Yom Rabonon, Nikni. Midirabonon, we said that if the Yom is Miyayish, then you have a right to keep the Chepetz and just pay back the money. Mifnei Takonis HaShovim. We want to make it easy for people to return to do tshuva, to return the gezel. So Rashi says, "Shlo yeitzarech lastel v'treyach achra gzeil atzma." That like this, you have to always return the gzeil. It'll be hard to return it. So we want to make it easy for the ganif to do tshuva. So therefore, if we know it's so long already that the owner was miyayish, with the rabbanu, we say, "Listen, you have a right to keep the object, whatever you stole. Just as you know to do tshuva, go and return it. Be the kind of heishiv by returning the money." So that's where Rabbi had a suffix. So Rabbi Yosef says, "No, you should know, Yish ainu kaina v'yafilu midrabbanan." Yosef says, "No, nothing doing. If you stole something, there's no takonas hashavim here. Even though the owner is miyayish later on, so what? Kolzim on the chayfet is then. It's the way you stole it. There's a pash of heishiv as a gzela. You have to return it." Like Baruch Mashi says, "V'yatzmi yishalim. You have to return the object that you stole. There's no kinyan yish by gezel." Here, now the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. So Rav Yosef that says clearly there's no kinyan yish, ask the question to Rabba. It says, Gozal chametz, so somebody steals chametz, the overall of a Pesach, and then the ganav keeps it throughout Pesach. The lochra is after Pesach, the ganav has the right to say,